of Nana Sahib, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. K.C. Smith and Ali, operatives of the Ghost Corps, are captured by Nepalese hillmen while on the track of a curious prayer rug stolen from K.C. by Ram Das, high priest of the forbidden city of Kundra. Through a vent in their dungeon wall, they overhear Ram Das plotting to poison the sacred bowl from which Lakshmini, Rani of Kundra, drinks before passing judgment of death upon strangers entering unbidden into her domain. K.C. forecasts Lakshmini's death and agrees to tell her how she may avert it, providing she will spare his life and Ali's. When the superstitiously religious Rani agrees, K.C. indicates the pet hunting leopard lying on a cushioned bench beside her and suggests that it be permitted to drink from the sacred bowl. The Rani presents the presumably poisoned bowl to the animal. The cheetah drinks and quietly lies down in its accustomed place. Lakshmini looks questioningly at K.C.
Watch, Lakshmini. My forecast cannot be wrong.
But the beast drank, K.C., and nothing has happened. Is it possible that the accomplice of Ram Das failed in carrying out the high priest's orders?
If he did, make your peace with Allah, my friend.
Perhaps the poison has no effect upon animals.
Either way, the effect on us will be the same. We'll be lucky if we see another sunrise.
Hey, cheetah, K.C., look! It is dead.
Is the proof sufficient, Lakshmini?
Oh, the proof.
The cheetah is dead. Poisoned. Had Lakshmini drunk from the sacred bowl, she would now be lying in its place.
The cheetah. Dead. The forecast is true. Poisoned.
Yes, Lakshmini. Poisoned.
I would speak with the Sahib alone, Ram Das. Clear the chamber. Ram Das. First here. Where is the high priest? I do not see him. Clear the chamber, Dola Rao. Then find Ram Das and bring him to me. Go. How are you named, Sahib?
Smith, Lakshmini. K.C. Smith.
K.C. Smith. Come, K.C. Sahib. Sit here beside me. Now, tell me, by what trick did you know the drink was poisoned?
There was no trick, Lakshmini. The walls of our dungeon spoke, and I gave heed.
Truly, you are a great adept, and not alone in your country. You have saved my life, Sahib.
And it now remains for Lakshmini to save ours.
No arm shall ever come to you or yours within the domain of Lakshmini.
Lakshmini, the high priest is not within the city. The guard at the outer gates reports that he rode hurriedly away a few moments since with an escort of 20 rifles.
Well, whither does he ride? And why?
Mayhap the Sahib there can enlighten us.
Come, Sahib. Since you be forecaster of the future, explain.
Ram Das was the instigator of the plot to poison you, Lakshmini, for the purpose of succeeding you on the throne of Kundra.
How do you know this, Sahib?
Through a vent in the wall of our prison, I overheard the details and recognized his voice. You see, Lakshmini, although Ram Das told you he went only to Kathmandu, he went farther. I saw him first in Cairo at the rug market.
Then it was he who lied.
It was. I bought the rug and he stole it from me. Muhammad Ali here and I followed. Somehow, Ram Das had found out the secret of the prayer rug.
Further, Lakshmini, Ram Das, as high priest of Kundra, would have become Raja at your death, since you have no heirs. The treasure would in that event be his.
In any event, Ali, that's the way he figured it. If the Rani did not die, he very likely planned to find the treasure at the first opportunity and leave the country with it. Lakshmini, if his plot to poison you had succeeded, he could get the treasure at his leisure.
Ram Das, my trusted advisor. A murderer.
And a thief, Lakshmini.
It was his father who stole the rug from us many years ago. He was then high priest. In order to redeem the soul of his father from the house of Shaitan, the son took an oath to restore the rug to me.
Perhaps it was not merely the redemption of his father's soul that influenced the oath.
Perhaps not. Do you, Sahib, know the legend of Nana Sahib, prayer rug?
I have heard it.
And do you believe the legendary rug and the one stolen from you are the same?
I'm quite positive.
You would recognize the stolen rug?
Ali or I would know if it were the rug I bought at once.
Go, Dalarao. Seek in Ramdas quarters. See if there is such a rug.
Hearing and obey.
Would the Sahib search for and keep the treasure the rug conceals if he found it?
Though I'm not a rich man, I don't need or want the treasure. But I'd like to find it and restore it to its rightful owner, yourself.
How do you know that I am the rightful owner?
Isn't it rumored that Lakshmini is the granddaughter of Nana Sahib?
And the rumor is true. Then you would help me find this treasure without thought of reward?
Of course.
And Muhammad Ali?
Ali has no further interest in the treasure if found than has his friend the Sahib.
No rug can be found in the quarters of Ram Dass Lakshmini. I have searched. However, I found the dead body of Azam.
Azam? A priest?
With a knife in his back.
Azam? That was the name of Ram Dass' co-conspirator, Kasi.
Right. The man Ram Dass ordered to poison your drink, Lakshmini. He probably killed him to close his mouth.
Or so there would be none with whom to share the treasure, Sahib.
But if Ram Dass brought the rug to Kundra with him, and neither he nor the rug can be found...
Lakshmini, I'd lose no time in following Ram Dass if you want the treasure. He knows where it's hidden and is probably even now on his way to dig it up.
What says my chief of rifles?
I agree with the Sahib. We must follow at once.
Go then. Prepare an escort of 50 rifles. We ride at sunrise.
At sunrise? And if the spot for which Ram Dass and his followers ride is near...
We will not have a time.
One moment, Lakshmini. This time I agree with Dolo Rao. Sunrise will be too late.
Then you counsel...
That we take Dolo Rao's advice and follow at once. But you, Lakshmini, are not riding with us.
I ride with my rifle.
No, a woman would be useless and in the way.
You speak thus to your Rani? You allow yourself liberties?
I allow myself liberties, Lakshmini, because I am an old man. An old man who held you in his arms when you were a child.
Nevertheless, do not forget that I am your Rani.
And because I gave my sacred vow to your sainted father and mother to protect you with my life as long as I live.
Forgive me, old friend.
It is forgotten. Remember, Lakshmini, there be none to take thy place when thy time comes to ascend into the arms of Vishnu.
And then none could rule more wisely than Dolo Rao. The new High Priest of Kundra.
Nay, I want none of it. I am a warrior, not a holy man.
But you must accept. As the High Priest, according to our laws, becomes chief advisor to the Rani and the Raja in case I die without heirs.
So be it. Until I have found you a suitable husband.
Good. Then see to it that my mount is made ready with the others. And I shall ride with you.
Tricked by Rama. Sahib, thou art indeed a fortunate man to be thine own master. Go then. Prepare for the ride. Muhammad Ali and the Sahib will accompany me. Come, Sahib, Ali. We join the men of Kundra in the courtyard where your weapons will be restored to you.
And you intend to take the Rani on this ride, Dolarao, my friend?
Of necessity, yes. If we took every man and horse in Kundra, she would follow alone and on foot.
You're a strange man, Dolarao. I can't understand why you played Ram Dass' game in Kathmandu and on the trail. You change your tactics and allegiance very easily.
Never have I placed trust in Ram Dass. I felt certain that there was more behind his determination to restore Nana Sahib's rug to Lakshmini than met the eye. I played his game and bided my time until you, Sahib, gave cause for action.
I?
Had you not entered the game, we would never have known that Ram Dass, the traitorous dog, had found the rug and learned its secret. And Lakshmini, who is like a daughter to me, would even now be lying up there in her chamber in the embrace of death. For that alone, Smit Sahib, thou hast a friend in Dola Rao for life.
I see. I haven't forgotten the advice you gave me that night in the khan at Kathmandu.
It was good advice, Sahib, and well meant.
Men of Kundra! Silence! 50 rifles! Mount and prepare to ride with Lakshmini and Dola Rao. Tents for the Ramini and provisions. Horses for the Sahibs and restore to them their weapons.
I am ready, Dola Rao.